What up, everybody? Welcome to the WNBA show brought to you by 265 Media Podcast Network. Today, we have a special guest. Actually, she is our first ever guest on the WNBA show. But before we start, yes, it is our tradition on 265 Media, whether it's our NBA or college basketball podcast, to give out our flowers. So let me just run it down for a second. She made the WNBA or rookie team. She won an NBA, a WNBA championship. She was also named the WNBA Most Improved Player and was an All-Star in the same season in 2013. And she's also a winner, 11 years in the building, 10 of them she was in the playoffs. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Shavonte Zealous. What's up?
What's happening?
long time, man, you know?
Long time. I feel like we loan each other, as long as I've been in the league, really.
Yeah, pretty much. First question, you know, how does it feel after a season away playing? You played overseas and stuff in Turkey. So how does it feel to finally be back in the building again in the W?
Man, it feels good. I think, you know, I done been in it for so long and then taking a year off last year from it, then coming back. It's just an exciting feeling. You know what I'm saying? To be around a great team, great organization. And you definitely miss home while you're overseas. So it's definitely a good feeling to be back, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But as a hooper, man, you know what I'm saying? And I know the feeling. I know that fire, that chip on the shoulder. You know, it has to be all motivation right now after being away for a year. Not saying that you got to prove yourself, but, you know, the pride, the feeling like I still belong here. So you in this training camp right now. You know what I mean? So tell us, like, how you've been feeling, like, you know, by yourself, like, you know, just as the prideful player that you are.
Man, I've been feeling, like you said, I feel like, you know, when you get up in age, everybody think you can't do the same things you was doing when you was younger. And so for me, it's definitely a motivation. Like, I mean, look, like I'm still a hooper. So my motivation comes from, ain't no way they finna tell me I can't hoop. And ain't no way they can't tell me I can't be at the top level. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you just got to find that motivation within yourself. And like you said, it ain't about me, you know, proving anything to anybody. I think I've won. I've been a WNBA champion. I won EuroLeague overseas. So it's like my accolade speaks for itself. But, you know, when you have like a lot of good talent coming in with the young kids, it definitely is some like, well, can she still keep up or can she still do this? And it's like, yeah, I still can. You know what I'm saying? So I think the motivation comes from within. You just letting people know you still belong at the end of the day.
Yeah, facts. That's a fact. So, you know, during that year, though, do you ever have thoughts like you will be back here, or was you just ready to be like, all right, I'm just hanging up in the W and just, you know, finish in Europe?
Man, I ain't even gonna lie. Last year was kind of tough for me. I had moments where I did think, I was like, dang, I don't belong. You know, especially with a lot of people, you know, saying they didn't want to play and you think you finna get a call up to be on a team. And it's like nothing, like crickets. So you do, I know for me, I did come into a place where I was like, damn, do I really belong? Like, and I started questioning myself. And then I was like, you know, from my support system who I have in my ear, like, yes, you do still belong. Don't you for one second think you don't belong in the W. You know what I'm saying? But I use that, honestly. I took all of that and I just grind every single day. Like twice a day I was in the gym, like every single day, like, oh, I'm tripping. Like, hell yeah, you belong. You still nice. You still can do what you do. You feel me? Like, so for me, it definitely was a down moment for me a little bit, but it was like wake up, like snap out of this like false dream you having about you saying that you don't belong, because you definitely belong. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was like one of those feelings last year. And, you know, I went overseas. I took that same ambition and that motivation that I was doing my training. I was just killing people over there. I was like, anybody step in front of me, I'm going to let you know I'm the better player. And I definitely was doing that, honestly.
Yeah, that's dope. Better late than never. We got my co-host, K. Kevin Lewis, in here with me as well.
Yo.
Yeah, that's my co-host right there. He's been helping me, you know, get more knowledge about the, you know, the W, covering the W. Of course, I watch women's basketball, but just like covering it, you know, he's been schooling me and stuff. So we actually joined forces on this and stuff. So he just wanted to, you know, come in here real quick and say a few words. Go ahead, Kato.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing, Shavonte? Listen, it's such an honor to meet you. I actually have an interview myself in my corporate job. So I wanted to drop in and wanted to just say hi, and I'm kind of floored right now. So you can see the big smile on my face. So, you know, I really appreciate it.
You, man. Thank you for stopping by. You know, I know how them corporate meetings can be sometimes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to drop in. Don't really have any questions for you. I know DA is going to kill it. So just wanted to say I love what you do, love your game, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And I can't wait to see you this season.
Oh, man, appreciate you so much, man. Stay healthy out here. I know this COVID.
Absolutely. Same to you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. See you. Appreciate you, DA.
I see you.
Appreciate you, Shavonte.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's my guy, K-Dot, Kevin Lewis and stuff. But right back at it. So you recently signed with the Mystics. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So tell me how competitive has the camp been? You know, because, you know, there's only 12 rosters on this, on 12 spots on the roster, and it's like really intense. So tell me, like, how has it been so far?
Camp has been really, really good. We're taking it at a slower pace. I mean, you know, it's 3 weeks of camp. No need to be trying to go full force, you know, the first week. So we've been really taking it slow, doing more of the teaching, especially because we have a lot of rookies in camp right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, terminology is completely different from like college terms. So it's been real good, but never mistake, we definitely have been getting after it. It's a couple players that still overseas playing still. So like the whole team isn't here right now, but like majority of the team is here, but the whole team isn't like really here right yet. But camp has been really great. This organization, hands down, probably one of my faves, like as far as taking care of the players, handling stuff when you need it. The team has been very helpful on all levels of helping you with whatever you need. Literally, whatever you need, they definitely help you with it. So for me, it's just like been honestly a fresh breath of air, like where you could just come down a little bit like, whew, thank you, God. So camp has been really, really good, honestly, like really.
Cool. Yeah, so like I know they changed a lot of rules last year on how they, you know, go about, you know, treating the W and everything. Cause remember, like, you know, women, the parents, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't even get basic, you know, needs and stuff. So are you seeing all that difference too now?
Since you I tell you everything is compared, like you know how it was. You know, you for me and Indy. So you seen how stuff was like handled and how much of a not even necessarily a struggle, but like how much we had to really fight for, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, they really treat us like so good. And the way they help, like the parents, obviously, you know, we're women. So like stuff does happen where, you know, we will have a child here and there, you know what I'm saying? So I think they're doing a great job on every aspect of like helping us in any area that we need. And it's definitely noticeable. It's not something that it's like, dang, they ain't doing that yet. It's like, oh, okay, I see they over there doing it now. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely been helpful in a lot of ways. So the change is definitely, since I've been in the league in 2009, it has come a long way for sure.
That's dope. So like the team that you want, Washington, y'all very versatile. You know, when you're healthy, when y'all have your full roster, you know, you got Myesha Hines-Allen, who just came out of nowhere last year. I think her rookie, she's averaging 2 points. Then all of a sudden in the bubble, she went up to 18 or whatever, you know?
Right.
You got Natasha Cloud, Leilani Mitchell. They can both play off each other. You got Emma Messerman, Elena Del Don, Tina Charles. Your team is deep. So, you know, as a vet, you know, who've been in this game for years, like what you think you could bring to this team?
Shoot, I think for me, like it's so crazy. As soon as we got here, it's like everybody like really, really click. And, you know, talking to Coach Tebow, he's a coach that's going to let you know your role. So, you know, DC has always been the best 3-point shooting team, you know, in the league. And, you know, last summer, that's all I worked on. You, everybody know I can get to the basket, my mid-range game, lethal, free throw line, whatever. So one area I know I wanted to work on really was my three-point shooting. You know, as you get older, you don't want to take all those bangs you took when you was younger. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I just had to really expand my game. And I think my game fits perfectly now with the Mystics. So for me, I'm the type of player, you know, you're going to always get that energy from me. I'm always going to play defense. And pretty much when that the ball comes to me, knock down those shots, get to the basket, help create for your other teammates. And that's pretty much what my role is. I'm bring the energy, do what I got to do on the defensive end and on the offensive end. That thing come to me, whether I got to create for somebody else or knock that thing down, that's what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for us, it's like we're so versatile. Everybody plays, like, great off each other. So it's really a good situation. It's not where you just standing still waiting. Like, you know, most teams, you just waiting in that corner. Just go to the corner and you wait. But here it's like everybody is, like, moving. So it's, like, perfect for, like, me because I can actually do multiple things. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much my role here with the team.
Yeah, that's always been his offense, too. Like, he never had, like, set offense. Everything was just pretty much open motion and everything.
Open motion and just play. That's all he just play. Just play. Like, knock your shots down when it come to you. When you get it, if you can get in there and create for your team, do your thing, pretty much. Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Is that like he just makes the game of basketball just simple. Listen, just score. Yeah. Don't let your person score. Simple as that.
It's almost like the Spurs, how Greg Popovich is down there. A lot of people hate they system, but it's like very fundamental.
Yeah.
Open the floor, pass, cut, move, down screen, flat. Like, it's really like that with coach. And it's good because I feel like you really get to understand basketball a little bit more because it's like, all right, we ain't just finna run this side pick and roll. We finna do something else. Like, we finna set this down screen, flare screen. Like, it's multiple actions that's going on that makes it fun, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, as we know, you wasn't in the wobble last year. I just want to know, like, what was your thoughts on the message that those women sent to the world during, like, via the protests, you know what I mean, against injustice and equality? You know what I mean? I thought it was powerful. They changed history in the state of Georgia during that election. You know, right. So, you know, just tell me your thoughts on the whole movement with the WNBA fight for justice and equality.
I think it was a dope movement. I just think you see the strength of women. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, it's like so many people talk bad about the W and even women, but the way, you know, the W handled, like, what they was going to do with the Black Lives Matter, putting it on the courts, putting Breonna Taylor's name on the jerseys, just like the whole recognition of, you know, social injustice. It was just so powerful. And like you said, it's crazy. We changed the whole state. Yeah. Like, if you ever think about that, like, when was the last time that ever has happened where literally one movement from a summer changed an election? You know what I'm saying? So it was, like, very powerful. And I think you just, a lot of people underestimate women. And as long as the women stay together, you see how strong we are when we're together. And I think we made a big stance with that. And I think it was a tremendous thing that even the league officials allowed us to do that with the commissioner, like, just to be on board and realize, like, this stuff matters to us. You know what I'm saying? Not just the community, because at the end of the day, when we leave these practice facilities and games, we're just like everybody else. Like, we're no different. Like, I know people get, oh, I'm a professional athlete, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But at the end of the day, like, we're still human and we're still living like the average person. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was good that she allowed, you know, us to do it last year in the wobble, and it turned out great. Like I said, if anybody could take anything from it, just look at what they did to Georgia, like, completely changed the whole state. You know what I'm saying? So it was a great thing. It was a powerful thing at that. And I'm really happy. Like, the movement and the shift is going in the right way towards that.
Yeah, exactly. And look, the WNBA has a new ownership in ATL, Renee Montgomery, the first player.
Man, dope.
Franchise, you know?
Dope.
It's so dope. And look, Maya Moore, look what she did. Sacrificing her career, you know, freeing her now husband. You know, he was, what, in jail for 22 years for a crime?
22 years, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, what, what's your thoughts on Renee and Maya for their efforts and their part of this whole movement?
Shoot, it's crazy. I mean, you know, me and Renee, we came out the same year in 09. Yeah. So, like, just to see, like, the strides, Renee and even Maya, like, Maya just is like, you know what? I have a bigger purpose. And yeah. anytime you can step away from the thing you love, i.e. basketball, and you know you have a bigger purpose in life, mm-hmm. and the way that impacted everything, like, what can you say about that? Like, it's like now everybody should, like, little girls growing up should look at Renee and Maya and be like, I want to be just like them. I want to make a big impact like they just did. Like, come on, man. A Black girl being an owner, part owner of a WNBA team. Like, nobody could ever imagine doing that. And for it to be Renee and for me to know Renee, came out with her, competed against her throughout college.
Yeah.
And then the W, like, I mean, it's crazy. Even Maya, it's just like our justice system is so jacked up. You know what I'm saying? For her to really take the time to do what she did to free her, you know, like you said, her now husband, and not to say she's not doing that for other people as well, but yeah. just for them to take the time to do that, you know, it's great. It's like amazing. It's like, damn, you really have like somebody where kids can look up to people and be like, I want to be just like her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a lot of dudes where a lot of young boys be like, oh, I want to be like him when I grow up. But it's not too many girls to say, I want to be like such and such, or I want to be like this person. Now we got, I want to be just like Renee Montgomery, or I want to be just like Maya. I want to make just as much of an impact as they made. You know what I'm saying? So for yeah. me, I think it's a dope ass experience.
Yeah. These, and also, you know, your teammate right now, Natasha Cloud, she even sat out too, to do the work.
To do a lot of social injustice stuff. Yeah. yeah.
It's kind of dope. It's kind of dope because, like, you know, men, the NBA, you know, like, they was kind of toeing the line. Nobody wanted to sacrifice their salary.
Yeah, nobody ain't want to.
Nobody.
Do it.
You know what I'm saying?
But girls.
Exactly.
It's the girls. And that's what I'm saying. We so dang on strong. It takes us to make that first move. And for, like, the people that did set out to make some noise with the social injustice stuff, I mean, that's huge. Like, and at the time of last year, we really needed that. Like, yeah. we was going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? So at the time, it was really, like, dope. And I'm just proud, like, you know, we have women that was like, forget that. This is important. I'm going to stand up to this. You know what I'm saying? So that was, yeah. it was dope, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it was dope. It was definitely dope to see women leading the forefront of this movement.
Man. I'm telling you, the strongest of them, boy. I'm telling you.
It was so dope.
The strongest ones.
Exactly. That's the truth. That's the truth. But listen, you have no fight for me. You know what I'm saying? But you already know, as you know, we go back so many years.
So many years.
And I was a practice player for the Fever. You know, I
hey. Got
see some amazing players up close like yourself, Brianne,
right.
Elena, Kaiser, who I told Kaiser, man, like, listen, male or female, you're the strongest player I ever went up against. And that's no cap, whatever.
Kid yeah.
That one right there. Remember, we was working. And even Crystal Thomas, when Crystal Thomas came around,
hey.
She blacked my eye and stuff, man.
Yo, know? I'm talking about we really was getting after it. Like, I feel like y'all made us so much better. And I think that was the year we won, I think.
Yeah,
we won
the championship, yep.
We won the championship that year. Yep. I'm like, yeah, that's the year we won. So stuff was real. Like, y'all made us better for sure. But it was crazy because y'all made it so hard for us. Y'all made the games a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we were so used to either losing or getting our ass kicked that in the game, it was like, nah, we done been through this. Nah, yeah. It ain't going down like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of felt like, I remember, like, when I first stepped in there, and I was like, all right, they got Elena Larkin, she's good, but I got to go right at her. Remember the first play I did? I kind of posted her up and, like, bowled over, knocked her on the floor. I was like, yeah, this is how the intensity is going to be. Like, it was fun actually playing against professionals. Like,
whether right.
man or female, I didn't care. I just
right.
wanted to be in a spot where, like, I was getting better just watching the bigs play because, you know,
right.
men's basketball is more athletic than fundamental. You know,
exactly.
I'm not a high flyer like I used to be. You know what I'm saying? So I just like, all right, I see what she's doing. I'm going to follow that, you know? And, you know,
right.
I come from a female basketball background anyway. Shamika Allscore, we grew up in the same neighborhood together. You
right.
know? So I got to see it all the time. So
exactly.
To just be in that in that setting. So it was so much fun. Like,
I got we had fun, man. Probably one of the best years though we had too. For real.
Remember though, I think it was the last year I was there, 2013, and my friend Jamel, he brought his girlfriend was actually on the team trying out with y'all. Her name was Victoria. And remember when he hurt his ankle because he wanted her to steal a ball?
No, and we was like, yo, what the?
Yeah, right, because it was so blatant. Like,
man, we all cut him up so hard, too. Like, what are you doing, dog? Like, what? Like, it was that crazy, too.
I think when he sprained his ankle, he was out for like a month. It was so, I was like, that serves you right.
And doing he still tried to come and practice. It's like, nah, bro. You can't mess with us. Nah.
Exactly. So, like, how was it though? You know, could you play along Tamika Catchings for those years you was in Indy? So, how was it? You know, playing from her, like, you know, playing with her, you know, winning with her, and you know, just picking up the gems that she had and adding it onto your career.
Shoot, it was good. Probably the best leader I'd have had. Like, I mean, and even look at what she's doing, GM, yeah. Pacer. You know what I'm saying? In there. So for me, it's just like Catch was the ultimate leader. It was like, you know, you got some leaders that just talk the talk and don't really walk the walk. It was like, nah, she doing both. She ain't putting up with stuff. And at the end of the day, I feel like all Catch wanted was you to be better. Like, she ain't care what you did outside of basketball, but when you stepped foot in that court, like, she just wanted you to be the best version of yourself. And taking that and learning that from her, like, picking up the gems of, like, how to be a great leader, like, it just helps a lot of ways, because like you have young kids that come into the game that didn't have a leader, and now they don't know who to look up to, what to do, because sometimes you can be pulled into the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? And you know, having somebody that could be in your ear, that could be on you, and that could definitely help you all the time, like a great vet. It was good, and I really appreciated Catch so much, because she taught me a lot about the game, like the do's and don'ts, business side of stuff. Like, it was tremendous, like, even being with her. We still talk to this day. It's like a friendship relationship that will never end. You know what I'm saying? So just being around her for 6 years has been great.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. And that leadership quality you talked about by her, just, you know, make sure you do your business on the court. Remember, she was on us too. You know what I'm saying? We were slacking.
Everybody.
Yeah.
She didn't care. She was even on the coaches.
Yeah.
Like, if they were slacking, she was just that passionate and that leader that you just needed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't letting nobody slip away with nothing.
Exactly.
No, everybody doing their job. You feel me? So that's just who Catch is. And I feel like she's still like that to this day, even in her role, you know, with the Fever being a GM, and even her part with the Pacers. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, she ain't play.
Exactly. So going back to the top of the show, when I listed all of your accomplishments, like, do you often look back and think about like what you have what you've done, you know, even from college, because you know you're like third leading scorer in your school's history. I think you had the most points in an individual season, most free throws ever, and in an individual season as well, All-American status and stuff. And then, you know, your overseas accomplishments, you know, winning over there, winning in the W. Like, you ever really look back like, yeah, that's what's up, you know?
Doug, I'll be looking back like, dang. Like, I feel like when I went to college, I didn't think I was going to be a pro. I didn't think I was going to get drafted. Honestly, I really was like, I'm here to give me a good education, and hopefully basketball works out for me where I don't have to do, you know, the 9-to-5 type of stuff. But if it comes to that, I mean, I got a backup plan, you know?
Yeah.
But like when I look at it, I just be like, dang, like even at Pitt, like how drastically my career just changed within like a year and a half, like being a leader on that team, you know, taking the team to the Sweet 16 2 years in a row that we never even got to the NCAAs, you know what I'm saying? So then to take them to the Sweet 16, that was crazy. Being the first player to ever be like drafted in the first round, that was crazy. Being all rookie team, then you get to the W and you like, you a rookie. So you all like starstruck, and like Deanna Nolan was my favorite player. Tweety, hands down, favorite player. So I was like, yo, I just really got drafted to Detroit with my favorite player. Like this, I was like, God, is this really happening to me right now? Like, this ain't no way I'm playing with the girl I said was my favorite player. Like, no way. And then just like all the accomplishments, even going overseas, you know, as you go over there as a rookie, you don't know what to expect. And I went to Turkey. So they English is bare minimum. So I'm over here looking like, like, okay, like, what am I supposed to do here? But like, honestly, man, I always say it's just a blessing from God. I think, you know, growing up in situations that I was in, he seen something better for me. And I'm grateful for that situation that he pulled me, you know, away from where I was. Cause now it's like, damn, I didn't accomplish a lot. Like, even when I'm overseas with some of my girls and like they're playing in the Euro League, and I'm like, damn, you know, I always brag. I'm like, you know, I got me one of these, and I brag with my ring and stuff. So I was like, damn, I really won Euro League. Like, that's like the W over there. Like, yeah, against top team, national team players. So I'm like, damn. And then like, damn, I was a big part of my 2012 WNBA team. So it's just like, you really look back on it and you be like, damn, God, this is crazy. Like, I do have those moments where I'm like, this is crazy. And like, if I could get like one more like WNBA championship or even the EuroLeague, EuroCup, I feel like I'm really going to be like, wow, like my career is just like crazy right now. Because it's like, not too many people, either you don't get a W championship or you can't even get a EuroLeague championship. You know what I'm saying? For me, I got both. So I'm just like, that is really crazy. And I want no person that was just on the bench. Like, I actually contribute to that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, ain't no sucker. Like, I was that big. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was really contributing in, like, major ways. So it's just crazy when I think about it, honestly, sometimes. But I'm forever grateful, you know, for what God has done for me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Yo, so hold on. I got to ask you a question. What's up with the American Croatian thing, man? You know?
You know what I'm saying? I had to finesse my way. No, they asked me to be on the national team. So I was like, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to be on it in Tokyo or?
No, you know, we didn't make it to the Olympics this year. So we have Eurobasket. It's supposed to be this June, but because all these COVID protocols and stuff with the league, I ain't gonna do it. I told them I'll probably meet them in November because I took a break from it. But I was like, I actually want to go back to the national team because I actually had a great time doing it. Mm-hmm. But because of the protocols, leaving out of the country, coming back, all the testing, and they don't test every day. The league won't update. Like, I was like, I don't feel like dealing with that. So I'm going to take that off and I'll probably join them in November. But yeah, it was crazy how it even happened because the year I won EuroLeague, I have a really close, like two close Croatian friends. And it was like, you ever play for the USA national team? I was like, nope. It was like, you sure? I was like, mm-hmm. They was like, you want to play for our national team? I was like, yeah, you give me a passport. And so I was like, they was like, yeah, come on over. And I was like, all right, hook it up. And within, I kid you not, within that same year, I went over, did my paperwork, had a passport.
Yo, that's crazy. You like American Croatian and stuff like that. You can live over there, do business and stuff like that.
Yo, I really can if I want to. Yeah. Like, I can really get properties if I want to. Like, it's crazy.
You ever thought about that, though? Like when you...
Heck yeah.
Yeah, right?
Like, because see, some of my people, like the people I'm cool with, they still stay, you know, they from there. So I didn't thought about, like, getting apartments and rent them out to make money. I didn't thought about it all, honestly.
That's an interesting caveat right there.
What? Get you some properties overseas, you winning.
You're winning. Sure. That's a fact. So you are heavy into the sneaker culture from, you know what I'm saying? I already know the vibes about that and stuff. And the evolution of sneaker culture has been huge. So like, how did you get into it? And how does that translate to you being on the court as far as with your kicks and everything?
Honestly, I don't even really know how I became like a real, because in college, I really didn't care.
Yeah.
And then I really think when I got to the league and I started seeing people with kicks, I'm like, damn, you know, when you're in college, you broke. So you ain't got money like that. So I was broke. So after a while, I was like, when you start making you some cash, you ain't got no bills to pay neither. I was like, I'm going to start tapping into sneakers a little bit more. And, you know, now currently I'm endorsed by Adidas. This is like my fifth year with them. So all I can really wear is Adidas right now. But back then it was just like super cool. Cause I was just like, I could get J's, the Air Maxes. Like, I ain't gonna need a lot to you. I probably bought the most expensive shoe of my life. And I was like, why did I do that? Them Air Max, the Marty McFly's.
Oh, you got those.
I bought them off Fight Club too. I was like, I have to have these shoes, like top 10. Like, I have to get these shoes. Like, I have to. So I end up, you know, paying them. And to this day, I can't even wear them. So now they just stuck in storage. Can't put them on. The last 5 years, I haven't been able to wear no Nikes. So any Nikes that I have, they just boxed up. And now I'm full of like Pharrells, Yeezys, like different type of shell toes. I'm back on my shell toe game because I used to rock them heavy in pit. So yeah, my sneaker coach, I feel like when I was broke, I ain't have money to buy nothing. But then when I got to the league and I was saying like the designers, the vets was wearing, I was like, damn, I need to tap in a little bit. So I think it just came when I got a little bit money. I was like, shit, I'm about to get my what I want, at least shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I got one last question for you. I need to know, you know what I mean, since these uniforms has been the talk of the offseason for the W and stuff, like, you know, how are they? Look, your practice uniforms too. I remember y'all had practice uniforms, but it wasn't like these. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, you know, our joints was like cheap, raggedy. you touch it after you wash it too much, the letters coming off. Like, yo, these joints now, man, top of the line, bro.
Yeah, like, exactly. And
it's like the quality is OD, like the material OD, like just like we just had our media day and just like our uniforms, so crisp. It's like meat, nothing is sloppy. Like you can wash it however many more times, nothing is fade. And it's like almost like a 360 of how Nike just transformed these uniforms. Like they're so dope. Like you won't even imagine. Like I would have to be with you, have to come to a game and just be like, let me feel. And I'll be like, yo, remember when we used to practice, dog? Like it's a complete difference now. Like the material is like top of the line. Like you can tell they really put time into like making our uniforms like really dope. And I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we are a professional team. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like treat us like a professional team.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I mean, that is top of the line now, bro. For real, for real.
That's dope. What I like about it is this too. All y'all used to have the same jerseys, but just different colors because of the cities y'all was in. Now every jersey is totally different. You know, that's the best part right there.
The best part. And it's like, you know, and now with like the city edition jerseys that they gave us, like, I'm like, yo, I'm like, what happened to this like a couple years ago? I ain't tripping, but like this could have been in play in motion. You know what I'm saying? So like now, like them things is cold. Like I just like how much they're not now. It's like they're paying attention to women's sport. And I think that's the plus side. So now it's not like we're out there looking raggedy or we feel like we're an embarrassment. It's like, I'm stepping into this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like they took the time out to do good. And I think it's really great what they did.
Exactly. I think it is dope because, you know, a lot of people say, you know, support women's basketball, but I'd rather say invest.
Exactly.
Anybody who support is free, but like, you know, women's basketball, I personally think y'all don't get enough money anyway. I think that y'all should get more. You know what I mean? Even though the salaries did go up a lot, I still think that y'all should be, it should be enough to where nobody shouldn't go overseas. You know what I mean? This is the funny thing. Cause you know, the men talk about load management. They complain about load management, this, that, and other, but y'all don't. Y'all play let me ask you this question. How many years you played in the W where you had to go overseas right after? How many years you did it consecutively?
Seven. I did it 7 years straight.
They left.
Seven. And then even coming back from overseas, had to jump right into camp.
Yeah.
Like, or if you miss camp, jumping right into games. Like, it's that's why I was like, they talking about a bubble, bro. Try going living in a whole nother country where it's a whole cultural shock. Like, y'all don't even understand what we go through.
Could you have done the bubble?
I don't know. I mean, I think I could have done it easily because I feel like we isolate ourselves for 7 months overseas. Like, what's a couple months? I think the difference is when you in America, it's like, I don't want to be isolated. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be out where I can go see my family. I want to see my friends. I want to hang out. I don't want to just be isolated in one spot. Not in America. It's normal. You know what I'm saying? When you do it over in overseas. But it's a complete different thing when you actually in your home country.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you so much, yo. You know,
always,
it's so good to see you, man, for real.
Right. You already know the vibes, man.
Yes. So let everybody know your social media and how everybody can see you and reach you and everything.
All right, check this out. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Twitter. I do have a Facebook, but I'm rarely on it. I'm always on my Twitter and Instagram. It is szealous1. I check anything if you want to DM me. If you want to write me on Twitter, I follow and I write back. Now, if you come with some ignorant stuff, don't expect me not to say nothing because I definitely get ignorant back with you. But that's my name. That's who I am. And yeah, tap into us, man, for real.
Exactly. So yeah, with that being said, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for listening to the WNBA show brought to you by the 265 Media Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support this podcast, please share it with your friends, post about it on social media, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. This podcast is wherever you consume your show content, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever. To catch all the latest podcasts from us at 265 Media, you can follow us on Instagram at 265media_LLC and on Twitter at 265media_LLC and follow the WNBA show on Instagram and Twitter at the WNBA show. That's Shavonte Zealous. I'm Daniel Artest. Until next time, love is love.
Checking out.
Peace.
Peace.